Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Thursday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We are streaming right at y'all from Pensacola, Florida, Matt Gaetz country, Redneck Riviera, USA. Thanks for downloading us and listening. It's if you're listening this week, this is probably our first podcast because Monday's show went out live, but there was a glitch, an error, a gremlin. And it didn't work. I think it's working now. Recording. So this pearl
that is
being spun.
Kaboom!
Our pearl spun.
Absolutely. They're shot.
Will be available as a podcast. So thanks for fucking downloading. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. Yay. We get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here. And join us on the Twitter anytime. We're still hanging in.
Yes.
In the shit show.
Right.
He tweeted a
Does
meme
Twitter still
today.
Exist? What did he do?
He has decided that Dr. Fauci should not be called a scientist. So he's on the Q train now of bizarre conspiracy that Fauci started the whole COVID thing to make money.
You know, Fauci has worked for the government, right, for a long...
Decades.
Fucking time.
Decades. He helped with AIDS.
Yes, yes. I mean, what move would it be on the three-dimensional chessboard?
As much as he could help with AIDS.
Right, but, like, what's his... if he's out there to get us, what is this move, then? I mean, where is he in his grand scheme in taking over the world?
I don't think it's going to go well. Yeah, because
I just don't understand.
Meanwhile, Tesla stock is down 74% for the year.
Who gives a shit?
Everybody
Tesla.
That owns Tesla stock.
Too fucking bad. I'm not to the point where I feel like I'm not in the market for a Tesla. Are you?
I would look around. I mean, Tesla has had issues with their batteries catching on fire and with the auto driver mowing people down. I saw a video the other day of some test they were doing, and they had a little dummy the size of a toddler, and they had a Tesla auto driving down the street, and they had this little they pulled this little toddler on a string out, and the car just went right over.
Well, it's
didn't recognize the toddler running into the street.
Sounds like we need to make our toddler smarter.
Let's get moving. Let's see what's going on in the world. Lots of stories to get to. Lots of bullshit.
Yeah,
from the Republicans.
It's late stage capitalism, right?
I'm such a pussy, or excuse me, weenie.
Yes.
I don't want to be misogyny. Guys are like, what was it, a weenie?
Fuck you.
The incel chads.
Oh my god.
But I got the booster today.
Yay!
The latest. I went to Walmart, probably contracted COVID at Walmart, and then got boosted.
That's how it goes.
And my arm hurts.
Yeah.
it's like somebody walked up and did the one knuckle.
Right.
Boom, right in the muscle in the side of the arm. But we'll see.
Right.
I think I'll survive the show.
I think I'm going to get mine at Walmart after today.
Walmart.
Did you go to the... Well, it doesn't matter. You went to the which Walmart you went to. What
over on Navy Boulevard here in Pensacola, everybody.
Doesn't fucking matter. The fun Walmart.
I don't want to tweet out my location, you know, or anything.
I feel like that's the Walmart like where there's a lot of Confederate flags in the parking lot. That one feels like there's a lot of weird shit. A lot of weird American flags, a lot of strange.
I mean, I do remember even at the beginning of the pandemic, going to get my first shot there, I think, at that one, and wearing a mask.
Yeah.
And having people look at me like I was fucking insane.
No. You went to a different one.
No, I went once here, then once up there.
Oh, okay.
Then once here.
Oh, okay. Because the one way up there is in Cantonment, and those people... I mean, if anybody from Cantonment is listening, what I mean by those people is... It's just some of the people. Anyway, what's the
moving
weather
on?
Like? What's the weather like today, Pat? I love Cantonment.
It actually, the weather is fucking crazy here. Several days ago, we were dripping the water and hoping that our pipes wouldn't burst as it was 22.0 degrees here in Florida. And today, I walked the dog. I was wearing shorts and a t-shirt. It's 70. So
it's climate change.
Welcome to Florida, everybody.
This is chaotic weather, correct?
Well, it's Florida winter, I guess.
What about the humidity? Is it going to kill us?
The humidity isn't bad today at all.
Right.
But the neighborhood has just this weird grayish pallor of death. We were talking about how so many of these plants did not make it.
All these plants are dead. These are dead. I went in my mom's backyard to cut down all the dead elephant ears, and it was a slaughter. It was just so many of these.
Oh, those things
ropey,
come back.
Ropey, milky, dead plants, and it's just so sad. It was like really the Battle of Gettysburg for plants in backyards.
Walking the dog, I went down to the water, and just walking through the neighborhood, I saw three emergency plumber services trucks parked at three different houses.
Cha-ching, baby!
And one of them had a pile of rusty old busted pipes sitting on the lawn that had obviously been removed.
We're going to have to start winterizing our shit in Florida for the one day it's going to be 20 out of the year, because that's all it takes. It's one fucking day.
One woman, a neighbor I talked to, she her pipes burst, and she said her toilet was the water inside was completely frozen.
We aren't ready for the cold.
And but her house is there's no foundation. The foundation is like little pillars of cinder blocks.
Yeah.
Every 10 feet or so. And right. You could drive a low car underneath that house. The pipes are exposed.
Why don't people just spray some insulation? Insulating. Spray insulation under that. Why can't you do that?
But that wouldn't, you know, I mean, you have to put a lot around it, too.
Yeah. This is, by the way.
So now the plumbers of the area are making cha-ching.
They're kings. And, you know, eventually we'll turn into a feudal system ran by people that know how to direct the shit traffic. And we'll be subservient to them. And we will live in some fucking dystopian nightmare where we're just battling the shit all day.
We lucked out. We just had one drain pipe in the kitchen.
It froze.
Froze from the little stream of water that I was running to make sure that the output pipe didn't, the water pipe didn't blow. But I think drain pipes are less likely to explode.
In Florida, you're going to have your output pipe blow and then you're fucked.
Commie Pinko Liberal, HuffPo, Southwest Flack atones for travel meltdown. Cancellations persist. This is a major fuck up. They're blaming it on their software. Their scheduling software.
Hello.
for their staff.
Our scheduling software went offline. For their workers.
Thousands of flights they've canceled.
Use Google Calendar, you dumb fucks.
Southwest Chief Commercial Officer Ryan Green offered a personal apology.
So what?
To customers who had travel disrupted by ongoing cancellations by the airline in a video posted. He said the company would, quote, work day and night to repair our relationship.
Whatever.
Affected travelers, thousands of flights were canceled this week, including an additional 2,300 canceled flights today.
Southwest, people fly on your airline because it's the cheapest. That's it. You know what I mean? So you fix your shit, but you're going to be the cheapest always. Doesn't the FAA have standards for software that these fucking airlines have to use or something? Isn't there somebody looking into that shit?
He noted customers should now have more flexibility to change or reschedule flights online, submit information to receive lost luggage at no cost. Oh, that's nice.
Oh, thank you.
You have our luggage for days, and we're going to allow you to submit information. We won't charge you for that.
Imagine, listen, Southwest has all these employees, but no way to know who's working when. Isn't that something? Holy shit, man.
Allegedly, they're returning to, quote, normal operations with minimal disruptions tomorrow.
Get an Excel sheet and put everybody's name on it and then put the times when they work. Something like that. Is that the issue? Nobody knew when.
Well, I think it was the cancellations because of the storms and because of stuff like that, that they just couldn't keep up.
Couldn't keep up.
Yeah.
Hey, you're an airline company. Guess what? You have to deal with climate change from here on out, and it's only going to get worse, you fucks.
On Tuesday, Senators Ed Markey from Massachusetts and Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut called on the airline to compensate customers not just for the cost of things like canceled flights, hotels, meals, and transportation, but also disruption of holiday plans.
Here's an idea. Here's a situation to think of if you own an airline. I would think of this naturally. Emergency things to plan for. When everything goes to shit with the weather during Thanksgiving, what do we do? What do we do? That seems like a standard plan to have, doesn't it?
One would think
when the shit hits the fan at peak travel, how do we deal with it? No plan for that, huh? What the fuck?
The Department of Transportation said it's concerned about Southwest's actions and is investigating the situation. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said his office will be mounting an extraordinary effort to make sure that Southwest compensates affected passengers.
Mayor Pete's coming for your ass. You better get your shit together. He's pissed off. Bernie Sanders said something too. He told Mayor Pete to go fuck him up. Go get him.
Go get him, Pete. Go rip them a new asshole.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo.
The Southwest just got bailed out, too. This has got a big bailout package for some fucking shit. Update your software. Download Google Calendar to keep track of when people are going to show up to your dumb place of work. Your international airline, whatever the fuck.
Drudge report, Putin missile terror, it says.
Yes.
Leads to the Daily Mail. So here is the paragraph that is the Daily Mail headline.
Right.
Smug Putin poses in his office as he oversees new warships just hours after pummeling Ukraine with 120 missiles in biggest onslaughts for weeks. Devastating aftermath is laid bare as sobbing locals find homes destroyed.
In one breath? Hire this person for voiceover. God, in one breath.
Get it yourself.
Jeez, dog.
I saw you put it in that litter box.
That's what she's barking at. She barking
wants your
at
bone?
Her yak cheese
It's a
stick.
Podcast we're doing. Guess what? Putin is going to come get us with his ships.
A smirking Vladimir Putin today commissioned several new warships and a nuclear-powered submarine into Russia's Navy just hours after his armed forces launched a series of brutal missile attacks across Ukraine. Earlier this morning, air raid sirens rang out across Ukraine as Russia's forces unleashed around 120 missiles in a savage barrage, which targeted the capital Kyiv and several other major cities.
Where are we reading this?
The Daily Mail.
Who owns that one? Is that Rupert?
.co.uk? No.
Oh, okay.
I don't believe so.
It seems a little propaganda-y on the Russian side, doesn't it? Ooh, look at this big force he's mounting.
I mean, I don't think.
It doesn't?
I don't know if it's News Corp or not.
No, I don't know.
Associated Newspapers Limited.
No.
The Mail on Sunday and Metro Media Group. So I do not believe this is the Daily Mail is a...
But doesn't it sound like Rupert they're Murdoch like, joint? Look at this big force Russia's mounting over here?
Oh, I don't think it's... Yeah, I don't think it's... It's one of the more respected, the Daily Mail.
I'm not saying that, I mean, I don't want to fuck with some nuclear submarine either. Jeez.
The other headline says 120 rockets, kamikaze drones.
No.
She found it.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
the dog just found the yak cheese and just brought it in.
Kamikaze drones? But there's nobody in a drone.
Yeah, but the drone's giving its own life. Apparently.
Right.
Those are your headlines.
Are they out of missiles? Is that that's what they're doing with kamikaze drones? They can't load the missiles on the drones anymore, the Russians, so they're just...
I would think a drone might be more accurate even
than a missile.
I mean, if you've got a camera on it and you're flying it, you could fly the drone, you know, into whatever the fuck you want, as opposed to a missile, which relies on onboard guidance and onboard cameras.
I wonder if our military, if we have like a James Bond or just somebody that does shit like that. Why don't they go get all the drone pilots? Figure out who knows how to fly drones over there and just, I don't know.
Well, I think there's a lot of people that know how to fly drones.
Well, really? I mean, I don't know.
Well, then you'd be safe. also in the news, yeah.
Do you think if the Russian drone pilot fucks up, they get in trouble or thrown out of a window or some shit?
I don't know. You see another guy just got chucked out of a window a couple days ago?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some tank commander or something.
Holy fuck.
Fell.
Oh, he fell.
Fell out of a window.
This guy is used to being on the battlefield driving fucking tanks and just happened to stumble out of a window because he's clumsy.
What's going on in Russia where these people have all these accidents falling out windows? I don't... Oh, Q-U-N-T is trending.
Q-U-N-T? Like QAnon?
Yeah, cunt.
Cunt.
With a Q.
Yeah, cunt with a Q.
Usually... It's Marjorie Taylor Greene, but let's see.
I think it is, though, because there's a story for her today I saw.
Yeah.
It looked kind of uninteresting in terms of...
Bobert.
Bobert.
Also.
With a Bobert kicker. Bobert E. Lee.
Here's a couple calling Elon a cunt with a Q.
A cunt.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yay.
Baby.
Yeah.
You know, because the algorithm doesn't give you the shit you're looking for anymore over at Twitter.
What does it do? It just gives you weird memes from Elon Musk.
You know, we do not follow him, and I swear, every time I log into Twitter, the first tweet that's up there is always Elon's fucking latest insanity.
You know, man, it's like... I don't know. I mean, step one, what is it? Ruin Twitter? What is his plan? I mean, I don't even think I could fuck up Twitter this bad, and I don't know how to run a company. Yeah, I would have bought Twitter, and it would have mainly changed nothing, maybe.
Oh, and congratulations, Elon. His net worth collapse is now the biggest loss of wealth in modern history.
Build the ship to take us to Mars, you dumb fuck. God, these fucking billionaires. Another failed fuck.
Congrats.
It's like if you give somebody a pile of money and you're like, I need you to fuck this up as much as you can. It's like, where do people like that come from? Where does Mike Lindell and Elon Musk come from and Donald Trump? And then they run shit.
Yeah, I don't know. Meth babies, alcohol, fetal alcohol syndrome.
That's true. Is Mike Lindell, how is he doing? Do we think he's going to be the next speaker? Or no, RNC chair?
RNC, I don't know. So yesterday he tweeted this meme. It's so ridiculous. It's one person standing, cartoony-ish. And that person, there's a flag above them that is an LGBTQ flag mixed with a I think it's the bisexual flag.
Okay.
But it also has the Muslim flag. The Muslim flag.
What's that?
Superimposed over it. And then the person, the stick figure has jabs. Has vaccines sticking all out of them. There's a mask on their face. There's a Black Lives Matter button. CNN is tattooed on the arm. Russia, the Russian hammer and sickle, or the Soviet, I should say, hammer and sickle is there. Planned Parenthood. is tattooed on this person.
Hell yeah, motherfucker.
The yin yang, which I don't know. Why are you going after yin yang?
Well, because it's Asian.
It even Fox News, surprisingly, is even there.
Yeah.
And then YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr logos are all on this like stick figure. And then they're looking at this meme that the right, for some reason, I don't know what this meme is from.
Yeah.
But it's this cartoon head of this guy. He looks like a Viking. He's got his blonde hair with the shaved side head and a big yellow Viking beard.
Yeah.
And you see this meme all the time. This is their alpha male. Right. You know, right. This is their who they wish they were.
Yeah, yeah.
And who they secretly fap to.
They're eating red meat off the bone.
And the guy with all the BLM stuff and the LGBTQ stuff says, they brainwashed you.
Dude.
And the guy on the other side has no logos. He just has an American flag. And he's saying, really? So in other words, we're the brainwashed ones because we're vaccinated. We believe Black Lives Matter. We think women should have the right to choose Planned Parenthood.
The point is that the lib believes everything.
Yeah.
Brainwashed.
Oh, the lib. To me, the point is the lib is inclusive. And, you know, if we're not talking about inclusivity, you're talking about like science. I can get vaccinated and still understand that Black Lives Matter, right? And like gay people should have rights.
So Elon says, I can do all I'm that not shit. Brainwashed.
There's no brain with you. You're just washed.
Brainwashed.
You're a dumb shit. Go to Mars. You couldn't, though. You couldn't!
And then he tweeted, new Twitter policies to follow the science, which necessarily includes reasoned questioning of the science. Reasoned! Reasoned!
Right! Remember
that's how science works.
Remember when What's-His-Face, he was a senator, Al Franken, he explained to Rick Perry that we can question things, but we also don't need to sit here and define gravity for someone. Because we're buying into gravity. We're buying into certain things. We don't need to question things that are proven.
Well, and science questions itself. You know, you see these arguments with these Christo twants and against people of reason, and when they're going after evolution, and you try to point out to them that if anyone actually had proof that evolution was wrong as a theory. Collect your Nobel.
Right. Absolutely.
They would be lauded. Science
publish
loves,
your shit.
Yeah, science loves finding out the right answer. That's the whole point of it.
I brought up this point at my comedy show last night to all the wackos. I was like, why are you always asking me to watch a video? Why is it never read this article?
Read?
Yeah, I mean, but it's always watch a dumb video. It's never read this thing out of the New York Times. It's never that.
It's the lame 3 media. You don't understand.
See, that's right. That's why you can't argue with them. I don't know. There's something. It's a circular argument or something.
I believe Fauci is a Nazi 69 on Twitter more than I believe the New York Times.
Yeah. That video is from that guy's YouTube, Nazi 69 Fauci face. Ivermectin.
So, man, Elon, just, you know.
Fucking load.
I just don't.
God, there's a movie. Dude, in retrospect, this movie is hilarious. There's a movie about going to Mars, and Elon Musk plays himself because there is a character named Elon Musk who's in charge of building the spaceship that gets you to fucking Mars. And I think they need to fucking redo that film because that motherfucker's not getting anybody to Mars. He's too stupid.
Oh, it's a Chad meme, is the other guy. Elon Musk tweeted out a bizarre meme on Twitter that's being deemed anti-LGBTQ and anti a host of other causes.
Oh, nice.
The meme shows a stick figure representing several groups of people with the pride flag, symbol of Islam, vaccines stuck on its arms, left-wing symbols, news organizations, the Black Lives Matter movement, a face mask, social media platforms, including Twitter itself. Among others, the figure tells a Chad holding an American flag that he's brainwashed. The meme is understood to be dissing the symbols represented by the stick figure as the Chad figure asks, really? implying the stick figure yes. is the brainwashed one, with Musk captioning the tweet, "I'm not brainwashed," or yeah, no, however, whatever his fucked up accent is.
You know what the great thing about not being a dumb fucking maggot? It's great because you can walk around believing and learning all kinds of new fucking shit and meeting people and not being preoccupied with being a white supremacist fuck. You know what I mean? You can have a nice full life, do all kinds of shit with all kinds of people. Fuck you, Chad.
This is funny. He talked about electric cars. I don't know anything about cars. So when people said he was a genius, I figured he must be a genius. Then he talked about rockets. I don't know anything about rockets. So when people said he was a genius, I figured he must be a genius. Now he talks about software. I happen to know a lot about software. And Elon Musk is saying the stupidest shit I've ever heard anyone say. So when people say he's a genius, I figure I should stay the hell away from his cars and his rockets. Yes!
Thank you. We just did the story. His car is running down toddlers, right?
Yeah. Well, I should find that clip and retweet it. It's actually disturbingly funny, but.
I mean, yeah, I don't want to get in his fucking rocket ship. And there's all these people in the movie that, you know, in the movie, his rocket ship makes it. Spoiler alert. Don't watch it. It's stupid. But the rocket ship Elon Musk creates that goes to the moon and then goes to Mars, it makes it. Isn't that awesome?
Another Tesla runs down a dummy kit test while on full self-drive.
Shit, dude. What's going to happen when his spaceship, he can't get you out of like, you go into hypersleep to go to Mars? You go into?
No, it doesn't take that long.
Okay.
But don't believe me. Look it up yourself, everybody. I'm no scientist. But
what is that called?
It won't take.
But you have to go into a deep sleep sometimes. What is that called though? When you have to travel long distances in space and you go to sleep so you don't age as much, right?
Science fiction.
Oh, that's fake.
That's what it's called.
Man, I have so much hope for space travel that is based on things that just aren't real, but I guess the Prime Directive's bullshit. Or maybe it is. They use it and they're watching us laughing.
So, just when you thought George Santos had run out of lies, I guess we got another one now.
Yeah.
Representative-elect George Santos, Republican, of course.
Is he a Republican?
Fabricated other elements of his life story over the years in what appears to be a pattern of telling elaborate lies during his two congressional campaigns.
Elaborate.
The New York Republican is under fire and under investigation by Long Island prosecutors after he admitted that, unlike he previously claimed, he is not Jewish, did not graduate from college, and did not work at Citigroup or Goldman Sachs.
Is it? They don't get confirmed. If I tell you that I am Jewish, but I'm not, I lie to you about that, that's not against the law.
No, I don't know that any of it is against the law, except maybe lying about his degrees and stuff while he's running for office. It could be campaign. There could be campaign laws.
Trump lied about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I
don't know.
Maybe that's it. The system's just broken. The system suffered a massive stroke when ran through it.
I want to say, this is going to make me sad. George Santos is special, though, right? I mean, he is special.
This is amazing, yeah. CNN found additional instances of Santos making false claims about his background and identity, including using a Jewish alias to fundraise for a pet charity and claiming he went to a prestigious New York prep school that, of course, has no record of him ever having been a student.
You know, I thought you were going to say prep school that never existed.
Apparently it exists. That's his problem. He. Yeah. You know.
You're not going big enough in the lie, George.
In 2015, he reportedly used the name Anthony Zabrowski to operate a GoFundMe campaign for a pet charity.
That sounds suspicious, doesn't it?
Santos told Fox News in February that his maternal grandparents changed their Jewish last name from Zabrowski.
Okay. Okay, well, there you go. That makes sense.
He said, we don't carry the Ukrainian last name. For a lot of people who are descendants of World War II refugees or survivors of the Holocaust, a lot of names or paperwork were changed in the name of survival.
Right, right.
However,
okay,
a genealogist was enlisted.
What's this fucking dog doing to her bed?
What are you doing?
Calm down, buddy.
The genealogist analyzed Santos's family tree, and there is zero indication that he has any Jewish or Ukrainian heritage, or that his family members changed any names along the way.
You're under arrest for lying about everything.
In another interview with CNN, he said his mom was a white immigrant from Belgium, but his mother was born in Brazil, where her family has lived since the late 1800s.
Listen, the person in charge of updating his Wikipedia must be a drinker. My God. I mean, what does his Wikipedia say? I'm curious. Seriously.
Oh,
it must be updating.
He has to talk about the lies.
It must be like a stock ticker, just constantly changing.
In a campaign, now they're going back and looking at his previous congressional run in
2019.
In a campaign biography from that campaign, he claimed he began Horace Mann Preparatory School in the Bronx, however, did not graduate due to financial difficulties for the family. Of course, the school has no record of him ever attending.
But why is that? They lost the record or couldn't find it?
Maybe. He's also told varying stories about how and when his mother died.
Come on.
In July 2021, he tweeted, 9/11 claimed my mother's life. 5 months later, he said, December 23rd marks 5 years. I lost my best friend and mentor. Mom, you will live forever in my heart. That was 2021.
So this is what
he said 5 years ago she died, which would have been 2016, which ain't 9/11.
Oh, okay. But
unless she died on 9/11 2016, and it had nothing to do with the...
It was an injury from 9/11 that finally caught up with her at this moment. That's what I would tell George Santos to say. If I was his evil, I don't know. Does he have a spin person? Who handles all his lies?
I think he does, and that's the issue. On his campaign website, he says his mother was in the South Tower on September 11th, 2001, but survived.
Oh, good.
The terrorist attacks and, quote, passed away a few years later when she lost her battle to cancer.
See, exactly. That is exactly what I said. Cancer from all the shit that was kicked up at Ground Zero. There you go. That is off the table and that one's resolved.
Well, possible.
Next lie.
We know the first responders are still dealing with that. Those are the groups that the Republicans don't want to fund.
Yeah.
To get health care, remember?
Right.
The wonderful Republicans.
And if this is a lie about his mom, it's kind of shitty. It's very shitty.
Oh, I love this team.
I mean, you know, then again, I'm thinking about our representative, and I'm sure he lies, but he also rapes children.
Allegedly. Well, that's a good segue to the Matt Gaetz story.
Matt Gaetz, quit raping kids.
Representative Matt Gaetz was, do you remember when Trump started, I think he was tweeting or truthing or whatever.
Yes.
About Joe Scarborough, that he murdered a staff member.
No.
There was that conspiracy theory. There was some staffer that died.
Yes.
And there, some idiots put out some conspiracy theory that Joe Scarborough had her murdered when he was a congressman. And we now find out that the person responsible for feeding Trump this bizarre conspiracy theory was none other than our representative, Matt Gaetz.
Well, of course. Of course.
According to Alyssa Farah Griffin's interview with the House Select Committee. So we're getting all these transcripts now from the House Select Committee. Griffin spoke to the committee on April 15, 2022 about her tenure as the White House communications director during the Trump administration.
Wow.
Which she described as, quote, a wild 8 months.
No, it was wild, wasn't it? When does your fucking book come out?
Dealing with everything from the COVID-19 pandemic to the Trump White House's notorious lack of structure and inexperienced staffers in key positions.
Hit the comms director. Did you really deal with the pandemic or just say a bunch of fucking bullshit?
A lot of very good, more senior people decided not to go into this West Wing, she said. That meant there were many people without the relevant experience needed for the jobs they were doing, resulting in nearly daily problems with even very senior staff not understanding just the basic levers of how government works.
Yes, yes. Let me explain something to the planet. Do we have this? Where are the stories from Barack Obama's presidency? There are none like this. Because these maggots are stupid, and it's not just Trump. It's all these dumb fucks. They can't make shit work. They're dumb fucking Nazis. Of course. Oh, they suck. Oh, it's insane.
Trump's penchant for policymaking via tweet added to the chaos. Griffin explained how her office might have had the best laid plans, but that would be derailed by whatever he decided to tweet that morning.
You know, the way they're saying this, though, they're saying, like, the senior people, the more senior and seasoned people didn't want to work for...
No, not seasoned. Oh, seasoned. Yeah, yeah.
People didn't want to work for the West Wing. Let's just put it like this. That is bullshit. It's a bunch of dumb fuckers at the Republican Party that can't run shit, and they're a bunch of racist fucks.
But then
it's not like all these people were sitting at the sides ready to jump in and save anything, because they didn't do shit either.
But then the senior positions that were there had no idea what was going on. They were vastly underqualified.
Fucking suck. They're dumb, underqualified, dumb as shit, moronic fucking fascists. Add that to the article, please.
Griffin had hoped her prior experience with the Department of Defense and other communications roles would help professionalize the White House's press operations.
Professionalize!
But Trump proved to be, quote, a complete wild card, and it was impossible to predict what he would do or say to throw everything off course.
God, these Nazis are so unprofessional. My God.
The ex-president was also easily swayed by his advisors, she said, offering an anecdote about Matt Gaetz to illustrate the kind of chaos in the White House, saying she saw him with Representative Jim Jordan in the West Wing, and the Florida congressman had a folder with him. According to Griffin, she asked Gaetz, what's in the folder? And he said, and this is what happened. He pulled it out. It's conspiracy theories about Joe Scarborough murdering his intern.
There we are.
And I said, please do not bring that into the West Wing or to the Oval Office.
Oh,
we were literally just outside of the outer oval. And just, I'm saying that, this is a quote, I said, you cannot put that in front of the president. He gets ushered in. Gaetz gets ushered
but by
in.
By who?
And sure enough, within, by the next morning, the former president is tweeting wild conspiracy theories about Joe Scarborough allegedly murdering his intern.
You know, we don't have stories like this from, oh, I don't know, from Obama, Jimmy Carter. Is there any other, you know, it's not that the comms director could...
Who knows what a monster Jimmy Carter would have been with Twitter, though.
Yeah. Don't tweet about peanuts. I mean, you know, it's not that the comms director sucked and couldn't keep Matt Gaetz away from Donald Trump. It's that the comms director sucked. Everyone in this story sucked ass. I mean,
in July 2001, Lori Clausutis, a 28-year-old aide to then Republican or then Representative Joe Scarborough's and Republican, died at his Fort Walton Beach office after a previously undiagnosed heart problem caused her to pass out and hit her head on a desk. Scarborough was in Washington, D.C. at the time. The coroner found no signs of foul play. Her death was ruled to be from natural causes.
It is fucking tragic.
But Trump posted several tweets in late May 2020.
Yes.
Quote, a blow to her head, body found under his desk, left Congress suddenly, big topic of discussion in Florida, and he's a nut job, parentheses, with bad ratings.
Did he say bad ratings for real?
Yeah.
I mean,
keep digging. Use forensic geniuses! Exclamation point.
I'm not surprised. Let us all think back to the primaries before in the 2016 presidential election. The litany of shit. The litany of shit the Republicans put out to run. Of course, we have stories like this from the West Wing because the Republicans run nothing but garbage. It's just garbage. Fucking wall-to-wall fucking trash.
Next tweet. A lot of interest in this story about Psycho Joe Scarborough. Jeez. So a young marathon runner just happened to faint in his office, hit her head on his desk, and die. I think there's a lot more to this story than that. An affair? What about the so-called investigator? Read story! And then he's got a link to whatever bullshit link. Okay, I'm going to click on it. Let's see where we end up.
Man, this Trump is the biggest scumbag.
TruePundit.com.
What is it called?
TruePundit.com. It's some shitty
conspiracy blog.
Yeah, right wing, yeah.
The fever swamps. Have some ivermectin.
The staff member's widower, Timothy Clausutis, sent a letter to then-CEO Jack Dorsey of Twitter begging him to delete Trump's tweets.
Yeah.
He said President Trump on Tuesday tweeted to his nearly 80 million followers alluding to the repeatedly debunked falsehood that my wife was murdered by her boss.
God, her family gets to relive this hell.
The son of the president followed. So Don Jr. jumped on the bandwagon.
Yes.
The son of the president followed and more directly attacked my wife by tweeting to his followers as the means of spreading this vicious lie. I'm asking you to intervene in this instance because the president of the United States has taken something that does not belong to him, the memory of my dead wife, and perverted it for his for perceived political gain.
This is the Republican Party. They are orcs. If you're familiar with the Lord of the Rings, who are the orcs? They're the bad guys. They're forged from the fever swamps of Mordor. Then they must be beaten back into the forest.
The committee asked Alyssa Farah Griffin,
yes,
the former communications director, if she, Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, or anyone, was able to act like a gatekeeper to prevent some harmful information or unproductive information getting to the president. She said that should have been Meadows' role.
Oh, yeah, no shit.
But she never saw anyone or him do it effectively. Describing him as often non-existent in the West Wing, just letting things slide. Hey, Mark Meadows.
Right, just another member of the spineless fucking supporting cast of Donald fucking Trump. Nobody can stop bullshit from getting by his desk. Nobody can do anything. They're a bunch of pussies. What a bunch of fucking losers. Mark Meadows is one of the biggest. Was he burning shit? It's spineless fuck. God, the Republicans. Jesus Christ. You guys are the most pitiful motherfuckers I've ever fucking seen. You couldn't even come get Donald Trump. You couldn't even protect us from Donald Trump, your own Frankenstein. You useless motherfuckers. Jeez.
Let's see. We've also got in the news. Don't forget tomorrow's Faithless Friday.
Yay.
Our last show of 2022.
I can't believe it's already 2023. I thought we'd be done with racism by now. Fuck.
We've got apparently Kanye's missing. Have you seen this?
No, I haven't.
Even though we talked about it right before the show.
Yeah. Shelby, have you seen Kanye?
This guy he hired as a business manager has been trying to serve papers to sue him. He was supposed to get paid, what was it, 300K a month?
I would, for an
18-month contract, and then after a month, Kanye got pissed and told him to fuck off, and the guy's like, we have an 18-month contract.
That's a lot of money.
It's a $4.5 million lawsuit.
Shit.
He's trying to serve him with, and they can't find him. And then the paparazzi have noted that the last time Kanye got paparazzied was a couple of weeks ago. Seen in public that they know of.
Well, why is somebody call him?
I assume the people that know him well may have an idea where he is, but I have a feeling he may be somewhere.
Did you? We were talking.
Medicated and,
right.
and talking to mental health professionals, right. I would hope.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what kind of mental health professionals you want to work on, Kanye. It's like, it's an interesting case. This guy loves Hitler and has some other shit going on. He thinks he's Jesus. What does he think? Does he think he's Jesus? Or
no, he's way into Jesus.
He's into Jesus. Why does he wear the mask?
I don't know. I don't fucking know. according to docs, okay, blah, 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 blah. Per photo agencies, the last paparazzi pics of the father of four were taken on December 18th.
No shit.
So
that wasn't that long
11
ago.
Days ago.
He's
yeah,
an adult.
Yeah, but for Kanye.
I mean, are people waiting to take his fucking picture when he leaves? Really?
Yeah, paparazzi,
God,
man.
Is that your job?
You saw the paparazzi in LA. True. That's all they do.
They're following Paris Hilton around. Reminds me, if you ever go to the Smokies and like a mountain goat will show up, you never see him. And then all of a sudden the cars will stop everywhere and everybody's taking a picture
yeah,
of
yeah.
it.
Abbot Kinney Drive like. When we were living in Venice.
That's
and,
what it's like
and
with
when Paris
Hilton.
Hilton showed up, they were literally, the streets were filled with paparazzi.
Yeah.
I don't know if they care about Paris now, but back then she was a big deal.
I mean, for no great reason. Why was she popular?
She had that show with...
she did a movie?
With...
the show where she was a farmer.
Well, she went and did real jobs, yeah, with Nicole Richie.
Sad. This person, these people are so rich, they have no idea what it's like to work. Let's laugh with them about it.
So there we go. Last time he was spotted wearing a black outfit, taking two of his children to church.
Did Nicole Richie get shit-faced and drive the wrong way down like the 118 or some highway
yeah,
out there?
Yeah, she's clean and sober now.
Okay. It's always good to check to make sure you're going the right way on the freeway. I do that. Just check.
Four kids with Kim Kardashian. North, Saint, Chicago, and Psalm. Like, right. like the Bible.
Yeah. I think it would be cool. I'm sorry. I'm thinking about... Nicole Richie. I've always loved Lionel Richie's music. That must be fun at Christmas. They sit around the piano and
you think Lionel sings.
Yeah. Hello. Is it me you're looking for? Is that his song or did Kenny Rogers?
No, that's him.
Okay. Cause I know Kenny Rogers did that one too. He covered that. So I wondered.
Did he?
Yeah.
I know Lady.
Yeah. Oh, wait. It's Lady. Kenny Rogers and Lionel Richie did Lady.
Right. That was Lionel's also. I think.
Shelby, verify that.
Matt Gaetz. I did that story. RIP Pele.
Yes.
Brazilian soccer legend.
Right.
Passed away 82 years.
Jeez.
Sad.
I read that he hated his nickname.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't like Pele?
No.
Well, he stuck with it. I mean,
yeah.
He was
the best soccer. People love soccer.
He was big enough that he probably could have shut that shit down, maybe.
Right. But he's an international star.
Oh, yeah.
He was. Huge. So.
Yeah. He was like Cristiano of the day.
I've always thought about comparing him to Jordan, but he's bigger than Jordan, right? Because he plays soccer all over the fucking planet.
Yeah, yeah. Soccer stars are, or football, as the rest of the world calls it, are tend to be bigger than our paltry local celebs here.
Yeah, but we think we're the best because we're American.
Cristiano was offered $200 million a year.
Jeez.
For his latest gig.
I'm sorry. I'm going to sound like a total cunt. A quant. To kick a ball.
Hey,
they scored four times in a game. $200 million a fucking year. God, baseball's boring as shit, but I like baseball. But damn, I mean, but $200 million a year. Jesus.
So that's RIP to Pele.
Yes,
I've got. This sad. Andrew Tate shit is fascinating, and there's new breaking news on that.
Yes,
front. Andrew Tate, I don't think we've ever talked about him on the show, or if he did, it was a passing thing. He's like the king of the incels, I would say.
Well, there's so many of these.
And men's rights advocates, and it's like all of it wrapped into one, because he's also the, you know, you got to be a billionaire and own 87 different cars and flash your money, and you've got to be rich, and this is how he talks, and he's like, you know, I've got 17 cars, and I've got and stuff like that,
and fucking then, load,
and you know, women should shut up, and women blah 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 blah, and just the worst of the incel kind of stuff. We did do the story when he got booted, I think, off of social media. Yeah, he got deplatformed basically off of everything,
right?
And then there were he was trending for a different reason than he's trending today.
Yeah.
Yesterday he was trending because inexplicably he went after Greta Thunberg, the teenage, I think she's like 18 or 19 now.
Yeah, yeah.
Climate advocate,
right,
from Sweden, Norway, Sweden, you know.
So
one
let
of
me
those.
Understand, Greta is a young person that is a climate change activist.
Yes.
Okay. So
and has spoken at the United Nations, and has, I mean, she's an international celebrity now.
And she shares, like,
she was the one who said to all the NATO conference, "How dare you? How dare you basically take our future?"
Yeah.
From us.
By not doing anything.
Right. By not doing anything.
I mean, we all live on the earth. We have a common interest in, you know.
So the right wingers hate her because she has a vagina. Woo! She's young. She's a liberal, and she's smart, and she's right.
My God,
they
guys.
Hate that.
Jeez.
So for some reason, Andrew Tate tweeted. Let me see if I can find the exact.
He's like, he does MMA, or he's a boxer.
He was an MMA guy or a kickboxer.
No, oh, okay.
Light heavyweight. I think he was good is good. I don't know that he does much anymore.
He just complains about. He complains about young people to give a shit about the earth. That's nice, you dumb fuck.
But here it is. Here it is. He tweeted a picture of himself putting gas in a ridiculous extension of his obviously questionably sized penis.
Right.
And he goes, "Hello, Greta Thunberg. I have 33 cars. My Bugatti has a W16 8-liter quad turbo. My two Ferrari 812 Competizione have 6.5 liter V12s. That's just the start. Please provide your email address so I can send a complete list of my car collection and their respective enormous emissions." What's the point of this?
Yeah, what do you care?
Why are you trolling a teenage girl, you creep?
Yeah.
When you, by the way, he left England and has moved to Qatar, Saudi Arabia?
Yeah.
One of those places where they love women.
Oh, absolutely.
And he's converted to Islam.
Ah!
Still a cunt bag, though. A giant cunt bag. So he tweets this, and Greta Thunberg, or whoever is handling her Twitter account, slammed with a very short sentence. "Yes, please do enlighten me. Email me at smalldickenergy@getalife.com. 2.9 million likes.
Damn. She nailed it.
He got ratioed the fuck out of.
You got ratioed
tweet,
out,
by the
baby.
Way.
You got that small dick energy, Andrew.
So then he comes back and tweets her and says, is that your email address? Why are you saying you have a small penis?
Oh, my God.
That's his intellectual discourse from this scumbag. And then he did a video. I mean, it's like, it's never ending. He's so butthurt and so weak and thin-skinned, like all of these alpha male alleged types are. Ooh. They're such thin-skinned little piss baby bitches.
Absolutely. They're dumb fucks.
And then right away to violence. Everything's violent. Everything goes down to violence, you know. Right. Everything ends up violent, he says. So then he did a video in some... He's in a weird, like, red foofy robe, and he's sitting there with a big cigar, and it gets delivered a pizza while he's talking. It's so strange. But his main theme is, again, she tweeted me, and she said... she's got her email address is small dick energy. Why is she saying, I don't know what sex she is. I mean, it's 50-50, but.
You're so stupid.
That's his intellectual. Oh, here it is.
Yeah. He's so dumb.
Just so you can hear, some of this pond scum.
Yeah.
He's smoking out a cigar.
Some greenhouse gases. I'm obviously a stranger to online controversy. It's not something I often do, but now the mainstream press is commenting on the fact that I was informing Greta that my very...
Meanwhile, he just pulled the robe aside and, like, scratched under his nipple. He just did a nip flash.
How gross. But why is he informing Greta?
...car collection with internal combustion engines, which run on dead dinosaurs, have an enormous emission profile. And she replied by telling me her own email address. Greta's email address is, I have small dick energy. Why would that be your own email address, Greta?
Oh, my God. He thinks he's owning her with this. This is a two-minute video he put out.
You're a stupid...
It's so sad.
You know, did you get hit in the... Andrew, did you get hit in the head a lot in your MMA shit or whatever the fuck you did? Because you're dumb. It's so sad. Stupid.
He's having a worse day today.
Right.
Because he and his brother have been arrested for sex trafficking in Romania.
Of course.
Andrew Tate and his brother Tristan's home was raided today by Romanian authorities, specifically the Directorate for the Investigation of Organized Crime and Terrorism.
Damn. Jeez.
The two have been taken into custody. A report claims that Andrew Tate's home in Pipera had been raided by Romanian police in relation to the abduction of two girls. Now, there's been sex trafficking allegations against him before.
Right.
Now Tate and his brother have both been taken into custody. The raid.
Good God.
As the news broke, a clip emerged that showed Tate being led out of the villa in police custody.
Right. Well, Andrew, I mean, I think we're more concerned about your sex trafficking than the emission profile of your Bugatti. Who gives a fuck?
Says the authorities have reportedly focused attention on a number of luxury vehicles at the residence. A police trailer is on site, possibly to take one or multiple vehicles.
Right.
They say... the reports also say that the home of a former police woman has been raided in connection to the investigation.
Yes.
Back in April of 2022, that's just this year, Andrew Tate faced allegations of human trafficking in Romania. However, Tate stated the issues arose from a swatting incident. He said, I was not arrested. What happened is I suffered from a case of swatting. It's very popular with people who are large on the internet.
Well, wait. Was it swatting or were you raided for trafficking? And so was it that?
He said people turned up, they investigated, they realized nobody was in the house against their will, there was no crime committed. We had to go to the police station for 45 minutes for pieces of paper. We filled them in and we were let go.
That's not swatting. They meant to go there and they didn't find anything. That's not swatting.
Well, today he got swatted.
Oh.
His ass got swatted into custody.
Yeah, you got swatted big time.
There's supposed to be like underage girls always hanging out. It was like, you know, Gates' house. A Gates party.
Yes. They probably know each other. Well, congrats on outing Greta Thunberg. Sorry about your arrest.
Right. Karma. I don't believe in karma, but that's really
Greta
awesome.
Greta just had to tweet to you once, and you had to put a video out. You know? And then here we go. The ultimate third act. You get nabbed for sex trafficking with your brother. God.
I know, right?
Jeez.
Just scum. They're both, you know, his brother does the same shit. He's on video with a big cigar and look at me with all my money.
You know, the thing is, it's like sometimes it's just there's no society does not. If these guys go away for sex trafficking, I think society will be better without them in it. Don't you think?
Well, yeah.
I mean, I think that's, you know.
So thoughts and prayers going out to Andrew Tate.
Yeah, dumb fuck.
And his brother, his shitty brother. They're just such horrible people. Every interview with him, there's a Clash of the Twatins interview where Piers fucking Morgan, scumbag, an elite scumbag of his own right, interviewed Andrew Tate recently, and Piers Morgan, sadly, on the right side of this one. I hate it when we have to be on Piers Morgan's side.
Right.
But he interviewed him. And I mean, Andrew Tate has even said he admires Al Qaeda because they get things done. I don't agree with the something.
They get things done.
Yeah. You know, and then when he asked him about violence, that's when he said, well, you know, disputes, if they can't be settled, they always end up in violence. That's the only way to settle your disputes.
One thing about these terrorists, they sure know how to write grants. They get things done. What a stupid thing to say, you dumb shit. Maybe this guy's friends with Kanye. Oh, I love Hitler and you like Al Qaeda. We should collab. We should have a collab.
Love lost there.
Is Nick Fuentes hiding Kanye? Is that what's going
on? Oh, I wonder, you think he's hiding in Nick Fuentes' house?
I will keep you safe, Nick. I mean, I'll keep you safe. Get in my cellar.
Yeah, so my father was black chess player. He was in the Air Force. He met my mother here in England. And then I was raised initially in the United States. And then I moved to Luton, England when I was younger. So I've moved around a lot. I've lived an eclectic life in many different scenarios. We've moved around. I've done a lot of different things, lived a lot of different experiences. And
What nationality are you? Well, I mean, what do you identify as?
I consider myself British now, but I will say that part of me, the patriotic Britain side of me, is devastated by the state of the UK currently, and I want to make that very clear. The patriotic Britain me truly loves this country, and seeing what's happening to it, especially to our major cities, is almost heartbreaking to watch in real time.
That explains his fucked up accent, because it's like an American Brit.
He sounds British,
and then sometimes he drops his H's and stuff. It's but then other times he doesn't. It's very, very muddled.
Right. I was listening to this and like, this is the kickboxer, not George Santos rattling off more lies.
Oh, we'll get to him. Oh, we did that one. Yeah. Here.
You've praised the Taliban in the past. Would you do so again tonight?
The world is not black and white. The world is gray. It's very difficult to sit and make black and white assumptions about anything, to sit and say that the Taliban are completely and utterly evil and we're completely and utterly good, as you just discussed with the moral high ground. I believe that the Taliban bring law and order. It may not be the law and order we like, but it's a form of law and order. And
I'm about to come. Yeah, law and order. Oh, man.
That is insane, Andrew. That's not the law and order. Listen, they oppress us, but it's so efficient.
You know who else had law and order? Hitler.
Oh, yeah.
He brought law and order.
Do you have women in your life? Do you want them to be able to read without getting flogged or something? You know,
humans usually gravitate.
What about their treatment of women? I mean, only tonight they have banned any women from going to university.
Fantastic. Let's get the feminists to go and teach them a lesson. The feminists are so tough, and they stand up and say they can do anything a man can do. Let's arm them up and send them to Afghanistan. I'm sure they'll.
Well, does that make any sense, you stupid shit?
Well, let's send these feminists that say they can do anything a man can do. Arm those women up and send them.
I think this is what happens when you have someone who's been hit in the head so many times, and he's also an asshole. You dumb shit.
Somebody hacked. The next tweet is, because I went on Twitter and looked for Piers Morgan, Andrew Tate. I read this the other day that Piers Morgan's Twitter got hacked.
Yeah.
They changed it to Piers Cunt. And then there's four tweets. One is at Boris Johnson. Get a fucking haircut, you ugly bum.
That's okay.
The next one says, fuck the queen. This one's to Ed Sheeran.
Oh, okay.
You ginger fucker. And then the last one, I like Andrew Tate's cock. Are we sure this was, he was hacked?
Is this Piers Morgan?
Are we sure?
Well, that's what happened to Samuel Jackson. He got hacked.
Oh, for the, with the porn likes? You mean? I don't think so. Those likes disappeared really quick.
I love that story. Who cares? This is funny. It's like Samuel Jackson, you know, like sitting around liking porn. Yeah.
Well, who there's so many questions. But who likes porn on Twitter? You don't have to like it. You can watch
verified?
It. You don't have to like it.
Is Samuel Jackson verified with a blue check?
He was. I don't know if he's paying $8 a month now.
It's funny to me that a verified dude is liking porn on Twitter. Anyway.
One of my favorite stories of last week.
Yeah. Andrew Tate is just a fuckhead boy. God, what a dumb fuck. He's simpleton.
We've got... other new, like at the top of the hour past already.
Hello.
Time's fucking flying while you're having fun.
Yay.
Talking about all these fucking assholes.
What do you have to, it's like there should be, just thinking about Congress and the people that tend to get in it. And
yes.
You know, and for instance, oh, I don't know, let's take the Florida's first. How could we avoid having such a shitty person as our representative in the future?
Well, his family's not from here. Right. Where so he's probably
from?
A carpetbagger. His daddy probably was like, hey, you've got a chance when he was elected to the state assembly.
Yeah.
He was probably like, hey, you should move up to Pensacola.
Go, my
guy. And
God.
And it'll be a cinch. You'll win. And
yes.
Then when it was Congress time, it was the same deal.
Meaning it'll be a cinch because there's all these dumb maggots will vote for you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Talking about grooming. That was dad grooming.
Yeah.
Rich dad grooming his
that doesn't answer my
pond scum child.
How do we keep them from... How do we get better people in charge? Should we have them take a test instead? Like, just to see... Just take a... Is there a way to screen out to see if you're a bad person?
There's supposed to be elections, but...
That doesn't work, though. You know what I mean? How do we screen out bad people?
It's tough. And the Republicans, they're not trying to.
Yeah, that's true.
They're trying to find bad people.
That's right.
To run instead of...
Maybe that's the problem.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yay.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just
that's
helps
right.
us out here.
We've got the worst representative in the whole country.
Oh, I don't. Yeah,
Matt
I mean,
Gates?
There's some contenders.
Who?
Margie,
sex trafficker.
Boebert,
sex trafficker of children.
Well,
no.
We don't know. What are these other guys are into?
I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene is famous because she harassed David Hogg, right?
That's where we kind of first heard of her. Her.
What a great origin story.
Chasing David Hogg down the street,
a victim of a mass shooting. You harassed him. Gained prominence and got elected representative. I mean, God.
Oh, interesting. A name that pops up in the January 6th
yes.
committee's investigation.
Right.
And now that his name has come out, he tweeted today about it.
Right.
From April 1, 2020 through January 20, 2021, all documents communications concerning the 2020 election relating to the following individuals. Scroll down. Greg Locke.
Whoa. Wait a second.
Allie Alexander is on here. Michael Flynn is on here. And Greg Locke tweeted today, the only insurrection on January 6th was the plans of treasonous Pelosi and company.
Wait a second. You tell me Greg Locke is named in this investigation?
Yes.
Holy shit, Greg.
They wanted his communications from
Damn.
That day.
Did you give it to him?
I don't know. He says the only insurrection was the plans of treasonous Pelosi and company. He tweeted today because he's back on Twitter.
Boy, Greg, I don't know. Greg Locke in jail. I mean, that's going to be sad, isn't it? Jeez. I think some of these people think that like the insurrection was like a funny thing, something to fuck around with, like an activity. Not like, you know, you could go to jail.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know. The guy that is looking for witches in his own congregation was in on the insurrection with Donald Trump. That is something else, isn't it?
There's a great picture of a couple of U-Hauls outside the Steadfast Baptist Church.
Yes.
At the strip mall that they have been at recently, where they've now been kicked out.
Pack your shit, motherfuckers. Get the fuck out. You're so fucking heinous. We don't want your money.
I don't think they have a place to go. The last we saw was that,
yeah,
that one fucking asshole hate preacher.
Rent out a storage unit. Do your church
Jonathan
there.
Jonathan Shelley.
Right. Well, you know what you do if you have a church or a space? You jack the rent the fuck up because they don't have a choice, right?
I guess, yeah.
They'll find someone. Someplace will rent to these assholes, I mean, I would think.
If you know what to do in the natural and you know what to do in the supernatural, you can walk in divine health. And that's what we're talking about. So, I believe it and I walk by faith, therefore I will never have COVID of any kind. Amen.
Kenneth Copeland saying, I guess, why did I get my jab today? I guess I should just walk with the Lord and I won't have to worry about catching COVID.
But he did get the jab.
Oh, he did not.
Oh, he didn't.
I don't think so. No. Well, he said he didn't.
God, I can't believe that rich old motherfucker wouldn't get the jab.
I'll
it's
bet
just on the
he
DL.
Did. I'll bet he
I mean,
did.
Listen, man, the guy's got two jets, a nicer one, and then a, you know, a beater.
And he spends two nights a week in a giant church full of fat, sweaty, white assholes who didn't get the jab.
But who knows what he's doing in the green room at these places in the overnight. I bet this guy's living the life and he got the jab because he doesn't want his... the partying and the hookers to go away because he's going to die.
Partying, man,
I guarantee you this Kenneth Copeland is partying it up. He's fucking...
Well, that's what Greg Locke says, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Didn't Greg Locke come out against him?
Dang, Greg. I mean, I thought you were just this funny little preacher that did dances and every and little weird little choreography to your sermons, but you're an insurrectionist. That's wild.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Standing in the office of the prophet of God, I execute judgment on you, COVID-19.
Oh, Ramash.
I execute judgment on you, Satan, you destroyer, you killer. You get out. You break your power. You get off this nation. I demand judgment on you. I demand a vaccination to come immediately.
Yes.
All right, listen, Laurence Olivier, all you actors, take a step back. This guy is shy. This guy needs an Oscar. Did you hear that list?
Kenneth Copeland.
God, I that guy's...
pushing 90, if not 90.
He's pushing 90. Listen to the energy in his voice. I mean, that guy is killing it. God, I see comics with a 2 in front of their age get on stage and they sit down. This guy's 90 years old. Listen to that motherfucker.
86.
He's not sitting down. I mean, he's not saying anything that makes sense, but look, I mean, you can't deny the energy and the intent in his voice, right?
Married three times.
Married three times. You know, he's. Kenneth Copeland's doing some crazy shit.
Eagle Mountain International Church is his.
I wonder if Kenneth has these fits. It's like he's yelling. He's all mad. He's like, you know, when they run out of vodka or drugs or something. You smoked all my weed!
Oh, at crabdiving.com/Amazon, you can buy the Kenneth Copeland Word of Faith Study Bible.
I've Does it yell at you?
50th anniversary edition you can get too.
Skaka poo poo.
It's a book. It's a Bible.
Oh, yeah. Is there anything about, it's just the Bible. It's just a Bible?
Yeah. Well, it's a study Bible. It's a word of faith study Bible. Oh,
it's bullshit. It's a Bible with little pages with lines and so you can write notes in it. This is biggest scam ever. Shame on you, Kenneth. Labba ding dong. Shame atasa, you fuck.
Tomorrow's Faith is Friday, everybody. We'll have a lot more clips like that, probably.
He sounds like this. It's like, Kevin that Dane! Right? It's just like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
He's a little old man.
I wonder if there's any video out there of young Kenneth Copeland.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Who knows? That guy must have been just... He must have... Boy, there's probably these old preachers out there. I saw Kenneth when he was coming up. I knew he would be a star. He was very good. He's a fucking racket.
...to faith. People continually converse about this, particularly people that have some knowledge of Christianity and the things of God. And they're always you'll hear people say, well, I don't believe I have that kind of faith. That kind of faith is not operating in my life.
That's him, 1971.
Wow. Let me see. Is it?
Word of Faith Broadcasts.
First of all, let's notice what this says. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world.
Oh, blah, 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 blah. Skipping?
Like one way like or the Clooney. Other. Let me put it to you this way. What you believe is what you'll say. And you're believing something on either side. You might as well believe God's word and get it to working for you instead of against you.
Oh, God. It's Pascal's wager.
You know, he doesn't...
One of the weakest arguments for believing in God. Well, you might as well. What does it hurt? And if you're wrong, you're going to roast in the fires of hell forever.
I've got a... I just had a brilliant idea in this will be the next person. This will be an Oscar winner. Tom Cruise needs
to play
Kenneth fucking
100%.
Copeland.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, that would be the... Yeah. But Mr. Cruise, get out. Quit making movies in space. That's a bad idea. You don't have to do any dumb stunts for this either. You know what I mean? You don't have to fly a helicopter, jump off a mountain. You can just walk around and talk. You know? I think it would be good at that. And especially... We'd have to have scenes with the speaking in tongues bullshit. They probably do that in Scientology anyway. I can't believe, you know, like, if you're a certain level in Scientology, you don't speak like... Is there a special language that the aliens...
I'm going through this...
Sematasa,
This video here, I'm trying to find a spot where he...
Tom Cruise...
The way he develops it is when I take his word, act upon that... I have offered him my faith, and he then has that faith to do something with.
God, it's nonsense.
It's so stupid.
It's all utter nonsense. Everything he's fucking saying. This is 1971.
And it's bullshit. It's the only reason anyone gives a fuck, because the leverage is you're going to hell otherwise, is genius. It's genius. You know what I mean? All these people think...
Oh, here he's got his head on. He's got his hands on some guy's head.
No shit.
But they are points of contact of letting your faith go. I lay my hands on this brother because the Bible says that they shall lay hands on one another and they'll recover, you see. The Bible says lay hands on the sick. So I believe it and I do it out of obedience to God, letting him know that I believe. So right where you are, you believe. I'm going to pray for my brother Nay and all of you...
God, I really thought that he might have like been going senile and he's been this weird for 50 fucking years.
What's his audience, man? I mean, what's his fucking audience? You know what I mean? Dumb fucks. Simpletons.
So that's Kenneth Copeland then. Here he is now.
Toward his own name. Now, all week we've been talking about the authority in the name of Jesus, the reality of the born again believer's right, privilege, and
this is actually 20 years old. So this is 66 year old.
I love
Kenneth Copeland.
That sweater. I like that sweater he has on.
Oh,
there.
That is
that's
a nice,
nice
sweater. Anyway, jeez, we got into it.
Oh, yeah, Tom Cruise Kenneth could Copeland win an Oscar playing Kenneth Copeland, if anybody wants to see that movie.
Or Michael Shannon.
I don't know, man.
Michael Shannon would be a great Kenneth Copeland.
Was George Jones that terrifying? Was he that terrifying? I mean,
George Jones was crazy.
Was
crazy.
He
crazy? Yeah. I mean, that's when I was into country and shit, kind of. I mean, he was older, obviously, when I was into it. But he was, you know, a legend. But we knew all the stories about George Jones
chasing
going crazy
Tammy
and
Wynette
shooting
around in a house with
and
a shotgun.
Guns and yeah. I mean,
Jesus. Poor Tammy Wynette, man. God. If that show, that TV show is anything like her life, it's crazy.
Now this, I support wholeheartedly.
Yes.
Trump on Truth Social shared an article.
Yes.
That argues that the GOP should split in half and that he should run a third party.
Absolutely. Don't you think this would be a great...
Oh, my God.
This would be a great idea, Schindler. You'd be the first third party president.
Hand the White House to whatever Democrat runs by splitting the lunatic vote.
Would this save us?
Please do that.
This would save us from a Nazi administration.
Please do that.
I love it. That's a good idea. Lama Tassa. Yeah.
Be Ralph Nader.
Yeah. God.
Arguably, I don't want to shit on Ralph Nader, but many blame him for Al Gore losing in 2000 because he ran against Al Gore as a green or independent. I don't remember. Green, maybe?
You know, that whole, but back then the Democrats were fucked up, man. It's like,
well, they're fucked up and everybody's fucked up now.
But I mean, this, the whole, like, weren't they, the Tipper Gore and Al, they were all like concerned about putting warning labels.
Well, that was
rap
Tipper's
music
vibe. Yeah, she wanted to censor rap albums.
Oh, look, these hip hop artists are telling the truth about cops. We better put warning labels on the albums rather than maybe look into it all.
Former President Donald Trump appeared to wink and nod at a third party run in 2024 by sharing on his Truth Social an article arguing for the GOP to split in half.
Yeah, I love it.
Trump shared the article titled, I was overcome for a moment by the spirit. I was almost speaking in
Slamatasi.
GOP speed split. Kpala pula lama kala lama nanana sama.
How long can you do that without making a dumb sound? Like, try it right now to be the most authentic. If you had to fake it, how would you do it?
Bakulama ishtalava fasan tolobala kalananada ilach bonisanara varsatish ibalabala kolanansinda.
Yeah, the end, you know, but that's good. Because I would be like, love stingo boggy do. See, I already fucked it up. Boggy do. It's just stupid. It's very hard. It's difficult.
Send money at Crab Diving.
Lobby dong diggy. Sho-to-to-to-to.
Bomb diggy dong to dangy dang ding diggy diggy dong dang.
Oh, how horrible we got. We work our way into a Kid Rock song. Holy shit. Dog, bite me. Bite me. Bite me, dog.
The article Trump shared, published on the right-wing pro-Trump website American Greatness.
Nine!
Argues, what should we do when a majority of Republicans want Trump, but the Republican Party says we can't have him?
Rotten hell, bitch! I don't care. Choke on it, motherfuckers!
The author asks, I say, it says, do we knuckle under and vote for DeSantis because he would be vastly better than any Democrat? I say no. We don't knuckle under. And I like DeSantis. I'd vote for him after Trump's second term, but not before.
What does knuckle under mean? Is that a mixed metaphor from this? Whoever, whatever dumb fuck is, what is knuckle under? I want to know what that means.
You don't cower. You don't.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Or we just assume that's a word?
Yeah, I've heard
that's
that
an expression
before, yeah.
Sounds like bullshit.
The RNC can pretend Trump isn't loved by the base anymore, but he doesn't have packed rallies everywhere he goes. What?
Yeah.
Oh, that he doesn't have packed rallies everywhere he goes, but I'm not buying it. Talk to Republican voters anywhere outside the Beltway, and it's obvious that he is admired and even loved by those who consider themselves ordinary Americans. This is the article that Trump shared.
Wait. I want to make sure I heard something correctly.
No.
There are ordinary Americans that love Donald Trump?
Apparently.
In what way are they? They statistically are not ordinary, right?
I would say
They're not ordinary.
2 hours ago, he retruthed an article that says America needs Trump now more than ever. Before that, an article, majority of Americans see U.S. influence on the decline since Biden took office. These are all from right-wing nutjob websites, by the way. He says, why is the DOJ bragging about low arrest numbers?
No.
You know why? Because we're not arresting as many black people for smoking a joint anymore.
Well, I know a few arrest numbers you could work on. How about arresting some of those motherfuckers that were in the Trump White House? How about arresting some of those motherfuckers? What about those arrest numbers?
FBI director picks replacement for supervisory agent who headed January 6th? I don't know what this means.
Yeah.
Trump says, are there no consequences for the tremendous damage done to our country through the rigged and corrupt 2020 presidential election? Strictly third world. Oh, here. Thick ice covers historic waterfront in Buffalo as cleanup efforts continue following winter storm. Guess what Trump said?
I guess we don't have global warming. Blah, 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 blah.
Whatever happened to global warming?
Oh, my God. My God.
Oh, he did say Pele was truly a great one.
No, thanks, Donald. Did he work for you at some point? Did you mention
I wrote a check to him one time.
How dare you? The Queen of Soul passes away. He went for me.
Now he's upset about the airports. Our airports and so much else are like those of a third world country. The USA has gone down so far, so fast. Very sad to watch. 10 hours ago. So, if the FBI illegally suppressed all the really bad information on the Biden family, parentheses, laptop, exclamation point, at a level never seen before, parentheses, it was Russian disinformation, they said, while at the same time not letting the many positive things accomplished by Trump,
yes,
in quotes, God, he puts himself in quotes, get out to the public, but would instead pull out bad stuff. That would be the very definition of the government's rigging of an election. Pollsters projected this scam made a difference in millions of votes. What are the consequences?
Did he spring his thumbs typing this? Did he mention Hunter Biden, the laptop, right? He mentioned that.
Laptop.
Hey!
Exclamation
Trump,
point.
We all need to take a moment and just everybody admit that his art's good, though. I don't care how you feel about Hunter Biden. If you look at his art, it's good shit.
Yeah. Googled and looked at some of Hunter Biden's art because I thought, well, it's probably going to be like George W. Bush level painting feet art and stuff like that, which is, you know, I mean, it's okay, but it's amateurish and he's having a good time while he does it. I don't want to shit anybody's art. But I would not buy a George W. Bush. It's just not my style.
No. I think if you compared any artist to George W. Bush's artwork and they heard it, it might cause him to relapse.
But there are quite a few of Hunter's stuff that I would hang in the house. I think they're kind of cool.
He's an artist. I gotta be honest with you.
22 hours ago, something is going on with Mitch McConnell and all of the terrible and virtually automatic surrenders he makes to the Marxist Democrats, like on the $1.7 trillion ominous bill. Could have killed it using the debt ceiling or made it much better in the Republican House. Nobody can be this stupid. Perhaps.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
Nobody can be this stupid.
Perhaps it has to do with his wife, Coco Chow, and their big relationships with China. A historic conflict of interest like no other. Elaine Chao, I saw on an interview, said, ignore Trump and his racist
fuck you
comments about me.
Fuck off, Republicans. No. It revel in it. I love this. It's all good.
was just advised that the Unselect Committee of Political Thugs has withdrawn the subpoena of me concerning the January 6th protest of the crooked 2020 presidential election. Yeah, they did it because they're disbanding. They probably did so because they knew I did nothing wrong. No, they're disbanding, or they were about to lose in court. Perhaps the FBI's involvement in rigging the election played into their decision. In any event, the subpoena is dead! Exclamation point.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean, hey, dumb fuck, all they have to do is recommend charges to the DOJ, and they might come get you, and then you could get subpoenaed again, right?
Yeah.
You're not... He's trying
to
make it...
It's going
to
be a Republican House, so... Fauci's going to be subpoenaed.
Right. But what does the DOJ have to do with the House, right?
The DOJ is getting subpoenaed by these lunatics that are coming in now.
Why?
Oh, that's Merrick Garland. They're going to haul Merrick Garland, and they've already said it.
Who's their top guy they're going after? The House. Don't say Hillary.
Hunter Biden.
Okay.
That's all any of them talk about.
You know, I don't know. I'm just thinking about all the things this country is facing. I mean, we're having this chaotic weather. Everything turned to shit in Florida. We had one night that was 20 degrees and everything got fucked up. And our congressman wants to fucking get Hunter Biden in there. I don't know. Because he's dumb. Because Matt Gaetz is a dumb fuck.
Before stepping into the political arena to save our country, I spent my entire life building a truly great company. Over the years, I've employed thousands and thousands of people. I built towering skyscrapers standing tall above the greatest cities on the planet. And from New York to Miami, from Los Angeles to Chicago, from Ireland to Scotland, and from Dubai to Hawaii, all the way to the Las Vegas Strip, I have created magnificent properties in some of the most spectacular locations on Earth.
Wait a second.
Several of them went bankrupt.
You can't. He's like, you're including Las Vegas? The last one he mentions is Las Vegas because he thinks that's the best place on Earth.
Lord, I have achieved the American dream beyond all imagination. Most politicians only know how to kill jobs. I have actually created them, but by the thousands. While others use public office to enrich themselves, I left an amazing life behind to go and fight for the American people. And I'm glad I did it. It hasn't been easy, but I'm glad I did it. Sadly and pathetically, for the past 6 years, the radical Democrats and the fake news media have been trying to deceive the public about these simple facts. Now, in and out.
This goes on for two more minutes. This is him just ranting about the witch hunt and wants them to go after Hunter Biden.
Sadly and pathetically.
Skipping.
Yeah, wait, he's on a teleprompter, and why is he doing this?
He's really upset and scared.
But wait, he shot this himself?
Lashing out. Well, no, he didn't.
Somebody did this. Yeah. It's not like, okay.
It's not exactly what it is. Biden is a corrupt politician who spent years selling out America all over the world, including to communist China. Just take a look at his accounts, take a look at all of his homes, and take a look at what his son, Hunter, has contributed to the family. The American public deserves to know the truth. We should also get to the bottom line on...
Meanwhile, you can go and look at Biden's taxes for the past 20 years online. Feel free.
When Trump says Trump can't even say truth without sounding strange. Did you hear that? Who wants to know the truth?
I mean, truth.
Something up with this guy.
There's a story that came out a couple days ago from Politico. 2 days after the riot on the Capitol, then National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien got a call from...
Yes.
Moscow Mitch McConnell.
Damn.
And an aide who asked him to look into something he'd been hearing.
Okay.
That retired military personnel sympathetic to Donald Trump might be preparing to prevent Joe Biden's inauguration.
Damn. Mitch McConnell wanted somebody to listen. Look.
McConnell heard that there were crazy old generals out there who might want to... probably including Flynn, I'll bet.
Yeah.
That might be trying to stage some kind of a coup.
Right. Right, right. And Mitch McConnell was against it. He was worried about it happening.
Yes. National Security Advisor said he was concerned that there, McConnell was concerned that there were reports there were retired military personnel who were sympathetic to the president and might be organizing. McConnell's own national security aide, Robert Karam, was on the call as well and raised similar concerns about Navy SEALs.
This is crazy. Listen to this. The minority leader of the Senate was so concerned, he got his ass on a phone call about it.
O'Brien described the call in the testimony of January 6th hearing. That's why we're learning about all this shit, because all these transcripts are coming out.
Yeah.
He told the panel he had never heard similar concerns or from other sources and doubted their accuracy, but he told the two men he would check with John Ratcliffe, then the director of national intelligence. Ultimately, he said those fears amounted to nothing. He acknowledged they occurred in a period of massive concern in preparation for the safety of Biden's inauguration.
God.
Yet the extraordinary conversation underscored the intense fears and instability gripping Washington in the last 2 weeks before the January 6th assault and Biden's ascension to the presidency. Those fears were prevalent throughout O'Brien's testimony, right, of which a 210-page transcript was released today.
Holy shit. It's like you listen to these stories.
Or last Friday, excuse me.
And I'm trying to figure out which Tom Clancy book we're in.
Oh, I don't know.
Tom Clancy would listen to this shit and be like, God, I wouldn't have ever written this in a million years, but geez.
O'Brien described urgent calls and texts from Senate allies, including McConnell.
Are you guys planning a coup? Just wondering. It's Mitch. Call me back. Hi, Trump. It's Mitch. Are you going to do a coup with a bunch of SEALs? Call me back. Hey, Trump. It's Mitch. Call me back.
They were calling him saying, don't resign. During the final days of Trump's presidency, during the January 6th riot, Senator Mike Lee called him and put McConnell on speakerphone.
Yay, yes.
Senator McConnell was telling me and Senator Lee that I needed to get back to Washington and that I couldn't resign.
Oh, the Republicans can't even control their own fucking Frankenstein. Listen to this fucking bullshit. This would never happen with the Democrats, though. Could you imagine if Chuck Schumer called Joe and said, hey, are you guys planning a coup?
Others that called O'Brien included Senator Ben Sasse, outgoing, and former Vice President Dan Quayle.
Dan Potato to the rescue. Captain Potato's coming to save us. The potato fuck. God.
Dan
Quayle saved us. People used to shit on Dan Quayle saying that Dan Quayle could walk into Congress nude in George Bush could just walk into Congress without clothes on and he no one would say anything because they're too afraid to have Dan Quayle be president.
O'Brien also described speaking with then Vice President Mike Pence within minutes of his evacuation to a loading dock beneath the Capitol where he sheltered during the riot. O'Brien said he recalled being on the phone with Pence at the exact moment that Trump tweeted angrily that Pence refused to aid his attempt to subvert the election.
See, this is where, and I hate that I'm using this expression, this is where the GOP has a come to Jesus moment. You're the vice president, Mike Pence, has evacuated to a loading dock and isn't sure he can trust the Secret
Service. And won't get
service.
In the car because he's not sure about the driver.
If fucking Cocaine Mitch is on the phone, he's like, is there any SEALs planning a coup? Man, the Republican Party is a wall-to-wall fucking shit show. It is a shit
but
show.
But then they both voted no to
impeach
him.
So, hey, Mitch, what, who would you impeach? Well, I know you would impeach. A Democrat for anything. For fucking anything.
I just raised my arms up and it hurt.
Yeah. God, I gotta get that fucking booster.
I don't feel sick, though. I think by now I had felt sick on the last one.
When does the chip get implanted into you at night?
Well, I'm hoping this one did. I want that 5G.
Yeah. It's good for Bluetooth.
Let's see what else is going on here in the waning minutes of
what do
the
they
show.
Mean? When they said some Navy SEALs were planning a thing, maybe. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Is there any elaboration on... We're sleepwalking through a coup. I mean, my God.
Oh, this is good. This is what we're really loving about this this Republican shit show that's happening.
Yes.
And how they're all attacking each other. This is spec-fucking-tacular.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
None other... There was actually a hard-hitting interview.
Hard.
I don't know why this idiot went on TV. George Santos, let's talk. We talked about him a little earlier. George went on Fox News.
Okay.
And was interviewed by Tulsi fucking Gabbard.
I thought this was an irrelevant person we wouldn't hear from again.
Who is now over there.
No.
She really toasted him, I have to say.
Damn. Jeez.
The results that people are looking for are called into question when you tell blatant lies, not embellishments. And this is I think, one of the biggest concerns, Congressman-elect, is that you don't really seem to be taking this seriously. You've apologized. You said you've made mistakes, but you've outright lied. A lie is not an embellishment on a resume. You said you worked at Goldman Sachs and Citigroup. But they've said, we've got no record of this guy working for us. You've said you've gone to and graduated from these universities, but they've said, well, we've got no record of that. These are blatant lies, and it calls into question how your constituents and the American people can believe anything that you may say when you are standing on the floor of the House of Representatives.
Like we believe anything any of them say? I mean, how different? First of all, we know they're all liars, and the Republicans that vote for them don't care that they're liars. They know they're liars too. They know Trump lied 30 plus thousand times in his 4 years in the White House. They don't give a fuck. Yes.
And this is Tulsi Gabbard that we're listening to.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't she have a questionable relationship with, say, I don't know, Russia?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know what that white streak in her hair is, but it smells vodka tinted.
Oh.
Supposedly fighting for them. That's the real issue here.
Well, look, I agree with what you're saying. And as I stated, and I continue, we can debate my resume and how I worked with firms such as Goldman.
So now he's claiming that he at one time worked with firms.
Yes.
On projects or something, even though he previously said I worked at.
Yes.
For Goldman Sachs. It sounds and like Citigroup.
He was walking into a building and held the door for someone who worked for Goldman Sachs so they could get in, and that's...
Right, right, right.
And I continue. We can debate my resume and how I worked with firms such as...
I spray painted my sack gold once for Halloween.
Did he? I mean, I wouldn't know. But he's making her point. She is debating this with you. She's saying you're lying. Did you lie?
She's saying he's lying and you can't. And how are people supposed to trust anything you say? And he's like, well, we could debate. We could debate. Well, now, angry at Tulsi.
Yes.
In a series of tweets going after Tulsi Gabbard. Quote, Tulsi Gabbard, who says she's a former Democrat, gave rep-elect George Santos zero grace while George is admitting and apologizing for lying about his resume, just like her former colleagues are giving George zero grace and even demanding he resign.
Well, you know, Marjorie, he's saying that Tulsi Gabbard said you lied on your resume. And he goes, I have apologized for that and I continue to do so. That's not really... That's not an answer to her question. How can we trust you?
Right.
Well, that's not.
Tulsi said, this is like six tweets of Margie's. Tulsi says George's actions on the House floor are what is most important, but George's not even had the chance to take action for his district on the House floor because he isn't even sworn in yet. Tulsi also says, how can his district believe anything he says when he's standing on the House floor fighting for them? I, too, believe actions and words are extremely important, but I don't think a former, like, Jewish space lasers?
Ha ha.
But I don't think a former Democrat whose actions on the House floor is as recent as 2020 that gave her an A from Planned Parenthood, an F from the NRA, and introduced a climate agenda signature piece of legislation called the OFF Act. I don't know what that is. Designed to end all fossil fuels, the same as AOC's Green New Deal, should lecture a newly elected Republican member of Congress on how he should vote to represent his district.
Okay. This person doesn't even like Tulsi Gabbard. Do you know what I mean? She doesn't like Tulsi Gabbard? I would think they would have some commonality, wouldn't they? Or
blah, 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 blah. I think we Republicans should give George Santos a chance and see how he legislates and votes, not treat him the same as the left is. Imagine if one congressperson from the Democrats had misplaced a comma in their fucking biography right now. They would be squealing from the ramparts to remove them from office, hang them, get Pence's old noose unused.
Imagine if Hillary said, I don't know. Didn't she testify for 11 hours and nobody found any lies?
Yet Santos were supposed to, let's just see what he does on the floor of the Senate or the House.
I think what Santos demonstrates is that the fucking Republicans will elect anyone, and they don't have any ability to vet.
Well,
anyone.
We didn't know about these lies ahead of time, but then you're right. They didn't. Obviously, they didn't do the vetting, just like with Herschel.
Yeah. What about
all these kids popping up and abortions?
Okay.
That's something they might have looked into.
Are you saying that it's a global problem for the Republican Party? Yeah, you agree with Mitch. It's candidate quality. Is this the same thing?
I agree with that article that Trump shared, that they should split. They should split in half.
Does George Santos have a badge?
And let the crazies go off and Trump can run his own party. That would be spectacular.
Yeah.
But
please.
He won't do it because there's no money.
He could raise money, though, couldn't he?
Yeah, but not the kind of money that he can get through the RNC if he is in charge of that.
Wasn't there some sort of campaign financing back in the day that Bill Bradley and some McCain and Bradley, they had some bipartisan campaign legislation, campaign financing reform that they were going to pass that might have helped us, but they didn't.
What is this? Somebody is suing Ammon Bundy, that lunatic, you know, the Bundys, the Bundy Ranch.
Oh, sure.
Crazies. I'm going to take over a bird sanctuary in Washington lunatics.
What great neighbors to have.
I guess he's, I don't know who's suing him.
Yeah. A bird, maybe.
Or staring down a costly defamation suit. Ammon Bundy. I guess it doesn't say, but it's got a I guess it's less real. I'll check out what the suit is about. But here's what he says about it.
Remember, we're talking about two cases here. We're talking about a criminal case that if they get their chance, they'll probably put me in jail for 6 months like they did Robert. And then we're talking about a civil case where they're suing me for defamation, and they're probably going to try to get judgments of over $1 million and take everything they have from me. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm not going to let that happen, and I'm making moves, you know, to stop that from happening. And if I have to, you know, meet them on the front door with my, you know, friends and shotgun, I'll do that.
Yes, so he's saying, course, if I lose this court case,
I'm arming up.
Yeah. You're going to have to, if I have to get my friends in a shotgun, I'll do that.
What is it about that these Bundys are the most predictable, basic bitch motherfuckers? Everything's like violence. We're going to get our guns. Okay. You know what I mean? It's every time.
I'm not going to be afraid of them. You know, I'm going to fight in my own way. It'll be a legal way. Or at least a lawful way.
Oh, that's sovereign citizen talk. That means,
is legal different than lawful?
They according to them. This is one of these distinctions because they think lawful is the sovereign rights that the Lord gave you. And the legal system is the evil Democrats and liberals that put all these horrible restrictions on the free man. Like you have to pay taxes and you have to pay to let your cows grow it graze on public lands and shit.
I never heard of that before. So God is lawful and these evil little humans are legal. This is legal.
And or at least a lawful way. And I will fight. You know, the way I will fight and protect my assets the way I know I need to. I hope that the people of Idaho can see what's really going on and not be so naive to the powers that are actually, you know, collectively uniting with each other to destroy liberty right here in Idaho.
To destroy liberty.
You made it.
To destroy your liberty, you criminal asshole.
This dumb fuck made it to the end of the sentence. I felt like that's what I was listening to.
Now, this particular case on the civil aspect, up to this point, you've chosen to not attend, not respond, not reply. Do you have any intention going forward and attending, or you're just going to continue on that throughout this course?
Yeah, I'm going to continue. I mean, they want me to respond. They have a team. Looks like there's a jump drive in here. So this is just what the paper is. And then they probably have a jump drive in here with who knows how many hundreds of other files. Right? Well,
he's showing an envelope unopened the courts have sent to him.
Right.
Of documents and a jump drive that he hasn't opened even.
Right.
Drive in here with who knows how many hundreds of other files. Right? Well, I couldn't even read that. You know, I mean, yeah, I could read that. It'd take me a couple days to read that, let alone respond to it. Mm-hmm. Like, I would have to hire and spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to hire attorneys to respond to these people. And then in the end, because it's an Ada County jury, I would probably lose anyway. So either way, they would drain me with it for everything that I'm worth. So I believe that strategically the best thing to do is completely ignore them, let them get their judgment, and protect my assets another way.
And protect my assets another way.
Well, good luck with that, buddy. I mean...
And I don't think he's doing it the Trump way where you put them into multiple corporations. Yeah. He's talking about camping on top of a pile of money with a pile of guns and saying, come get it.
Yes. Maybe this AIM and Bundy should move to Russia, though.
And that's what I'm going to do. And if I have to, again, stand on the front porch and defend it that way with my friends and family and whoever else will come, I'll do that. But I don't think I have to get to that point because...
Remember, he won. Remember, him and the Bundy Ranch assholes basically won. The government said, okay, you don't have to pay that.
Oh, that's right.
You don't have to pay those grazing fees or whatever. I don't think he ever paid those.
So it's not like they learned any lessons from that last encounter. You know what I mean?
Right.
Everything I'm doing is legal. I'm going to protect my assets the way I need to. I'm going to get rid of the ones that I can't seem to hold on to because of it.
So that's illegal. He's talking about dumping assets.
Oh.
To keep them away from possible litigation.
Right. Yeah. That's what Trump was trying to do, right?
Yeah, and Alex Jones.
And they had to put a supervisor.
Alex Jones giving millions of dollars to his wife or something like that, right?
In
accounts and his trainer.
And I'll deal with it that way. But what I'm not going to do is yield to these people or be afraid of them because they will completely destroy our liberty if we allow them.
No, they will destroy your liberty.
Yeah, dumb fuck.
Your liberty.
It's not out of a void. I mean, what's he in trouble for this time again?
I don't know.
Some shit.
I don't fucking know.
You're in so much trouble. They sent a junk drive with everything you did on it. You're like, yeah, it takes you a long time to respond to it. Because you did some weird shit, right? I mean,
so that's Ammon Bundy.
Yay!
Saying if I have to meet him on the front door with my friends and a shotgun, I'll do that.
Yeah, Las Vegas. He's in Nevada. He's in
Idaho.
Idaho, excuse me. Isn't that supposed to be maggot paradise?
Yes.
Okay. And a lot of Jesus.
Yeah, really crazy people. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of Jesus. Idaho is the place where we did the story where one of the state representatives put a bill out that said that religious people can let their children die.
Oh, that's right. That's just, nice.
And let them be prayed over instead of given medical intervention if they so desire.
Jesus loves that, by the way. He loves that. He thinks that's a good idea. That Jesus said unto the children, let you die, even though we can help you.
Right, right.
Who gives a shit? Jesus is on heroin, apparently.
Oh, look at that. The time.
Oh, shit.
I got to get the fuck out of here.
Yay.
Start my music.
Right. Jesus is on. What is he on? He's on. Jesus is like on Quaaludes.
Oh, I thought you meant like a TV channel or something.
Jesus is on Peacock tonight.
He's obviously on Kenneth Copeland's. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget your favorite podcast app as a podcast and at crabdiving.com. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Right.
Check out what Ryan's doing. His stuff is on the internet at Rated R Comedy, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook. RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a blessed evening, everyone. We'll hit you up tomorrow.
Huna Muna, Mani May.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.